Nolte, Three Reasons the Special Counsel Report is a 2024 Political Disaster for Biden. By John Nolte on February 9, 2024. From a political point of view, Thursday's special counsel report is a perfect storm of bad news for his fraudulency Joe Biden and an equally perfect storm of good news for former President Donald Trump. Trump could not have asked for a better outcome than the one delivered by special counsel Robert Hur. We'll take these one by one. Our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. These materials included 1. Marked classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan, and 2. Notebooks containing Mr. Biden's handwritten entries about issues of national security and foreign policy implicating sensitive intelligence sources and methods. FBI agents recovered these materials from the garage, offices, and basement den in Mr. Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. And yet, as I write this, the Biden administration is desperately prosecuting and looking to jail Trump for the same thing. The corporate media are already attempting to protect Biden with 2 talking points. 1. The special counsel declined to file charges against Biden. And 2. After getting caught with all these secret documents, Biden was more willing than Trump to cooperate in returning the classified documents. But that's what you call hair splitting. Biden looks ridiculous persecuting his top opposition opponent for the same act. Additionally, while the fake media describe Trump as uncooperative about returning the documents, Trump argues that his team was not being uncooperative, but that there was a disagreement over what the former president should be allowed to keep. We conclude the evidence is not sufficient to convict, and we decline to recommend prosecution of Mr. Biden for his retention of the classified Afghanistan documents, the report says. By refusing to prosecute Biden, the special counsel confirmed Trump's narrative that he is the victim of a two-tier justice system, which is a fact. Not long after the special counsel report was released, Trump senior adviser Jason Miller appeared on News Nation. He said the decision not to prosecute Biden showed there's very clearly a two-tiered system of justice. There's a selective prosecution game that's going on here. From our perspective, this is very much election interference, he continued. I think the whole reason these legal attacks are happening against President Trump is to try and cover up what we're seeing with Joe Biden. From purely a political point of view, Biden would have been much better off had the special counsel chosen to prosecute. Not only would it have undermined the effectiveness of Trump's two-tiered argument and even made it easier to convict Trump, but there would have been a rally around the flag surge of support for Biden, and not only among Democrats. The report noted. Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited, both during his recorded interviews with the Ghostwriter in 2017, and in his interview with our office in 2023. We have also considered that, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview with him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president? He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died. While the report did say the evidence does not establish Mr. Biden's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, the special counsel also said, we have also considered that, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview with him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory and that it would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him by then a former president well into his 80s of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. A special counsel essentially said Joe Biden cannot be prosecuted due to his advanced age and mental incompetency. That is a 5-alarm disaster for the Biden campaign and their palace guards in the corporate media. The biggest problem for Biden supporters is that the special counsel is right, and the only way to prove him wrong is for Biden himself to prove him wrong. But as we all saw during last night's disastrous for Biden press conference, Biden is simply too far gone to fool anyone into believing he's not. In the early days of his failed presidency, Biden's senior moments occurred infrequently. These moments were still troubling and an obvious sign that Biden was sundowning. But he could have a pretty good couple of weeks in between. That's just not the case anymore. His every public appearance makes you wince. He moves like a nursing home patient, roams around like a Roomba, constantly loses his train of thought, slurs his words, and cannot remember basic stuff like who the president of Mexico is or that German Chancellor Helmut Kohl and François Mitterrand are long dead. He cannot even remember when he was vice president. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.